It is Tuesday night on Strange Label, and just like every Tuesday, the crown jewel of the station is delivering a live podcast for the internet to digest. The players, same as always, include a wry and whip-smart host and glue that holds the show together, Mike. Mike may be volatile, but his everyman qualities and love of Adam Levine jiggings have proven to be a winner with his audience. Mike will later be joined in his home studio by the well-meaning, if not chronically late, Drunk. Despite his shortcomings in the truancy department, Drunk has earned his spot on the show with his can-do attitude and willingness to play foil to his fearless leader. Rounding out the cast is Travis, a woke and extroverted comic book aficionado and father from the Midwest, providing the right mix of insight and approachability that makes the guys want to grab a beer with him and the ladies want to take him home to meet mom and dad. Lastly, the crew is joined by perennial guest Matt from somewhere in New England, a former host of his own show who isn't sure if he's ready to try again, but gosh darn it, he's going to have a good time. The feeling is mutual as Matt provides an entry point for new listeners with his unique position and point of view on the show's proceedings. There is a clever, even-handed, and well-crafted pre-recorded piece about a new Transformers outrage on Twitter, and then the WFOD intro music plays.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. Tonight I am joined on Skype by my good friend, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Good friend.
Matt is also here on Skype.
Hi, buddies.
Hello, friends of mine.
Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. And later we will be joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters. And do we have one hell of a show for you tonight? We will have on special mystery guests to help play a round of What's in Drunk's Mouth. But first, what you've all come here for, the banter. Travis, how's about that latest outrage on Twitter?
Boy, howdy do I know what you're talking about. I have a take on it that is well thought out and promotes unity and inclusion while allowing for individualism and not casting blame on any particular group or sect. Basically, the right attitude to have to make you second-guess any ill-conceived knee-jerk reaction you may have that exposed your unconscious biases.
I disagree with the finer point of that. That could potentially soften the blow to all the wrong-headed thinkers who may be listening, but ultimately, I share the same opinion.
Great stuff, guys! How about exploring my personal neurosis for a bit? But don't worry, this one exposes one of my relatable foibles, and not a passive-aggressive quote-unquote joke about something I think one of my co-hosts is actually fucking up.
That sounds just fine and dandy, Mike. But before that, do we have time for one of my pre-recorded anti-comedy bits?
Oh, this is always one of my favorite parts of the show, as I like to appear as I'm still in a guest starring role in this endeavor and comment on it as such. This is most likely because I have not built up enough of an emotional buffer to allow myself to fully commit to this program as a permanent contributor, even though, at this point, I've been on the show more than Paul.
You know, this gives me pause and makes me wonder if I'm emotionally vulnerable enough to really do worthwhile content. This seems like a good time to explore a new existential crisis I've just developed.
It's going to be a week's worth of this in the messenger. Cue the Sam Jackson, hold on to your butts drop.
When you're right, Travis. But unlike you, I recognize this is a price I pay to keep my tenuous Sam and Diane-esque status alive and well.
Guys, I'm talking about my feelings. Sometimes I wonder if it's all worth it. Anyway, you remember that Cookie Crisp dog? Wasn't he always in an old-timey prison jumpsuit? I love dogs and clothes. Let's go to break. When we come back, we'll have our special guests and Drunkard STL on the Twitters to play What's in Drunk's Mouth.
A bit plays that is combining the audio from the Donkey Kong TV show with old Napier clips that skillfully lampoons the more incredulous aspects of the Me Too movement.
this level of criminal sexual predation is not something that I ever thought would was going on.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Welcome back to the program. Drunk is here.
Hello. I have many dressers.
Be sure to mention that at the close. We'll want to explore that more. But for now, we have to introduce our next guests, Dan and Mandy from the Furnacast, to play America's favorite game show, What's in Drunk's Mouth?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm not sure why you included this albatross that's been bringing me down low these many years, but here she is.
Hi, Diddle Dee. It's me, Mandy Weaver. If I could only fart rainbows, I'd give them to sick kids.
A classic Furnacast banter. You cannot buy better friends. Now, this is a special themed edition of What's in Drunk's Mouth. All the objects are cylindrical in honor of National Pencil Day.
Is one of the objects a pencil?
Not anymore. Drunk, are you ready for this?
Yes. I mean, I better be if I'm going to be able to later focus on my marijuana tourism trip I've been planning.
If it's near the Chicago Donald E. Stevens Convention Center, maybe I'll join you. Of course, it would have to be after I get my Kenneth V. Jones autograph. You know, the guy who plays the caretaker in 1979's The Phantasm, directed by Don Coscarelli. It'll only cost $55. Plus, there's a rumor that one of the vendors will have a signed copy of Obnoxio the Clown vs. X-Men, signed by Alan Kupperberg, featuring Ice Cream, the villain who can turn himself into any flavor of ice cream, who is hands down my favorite Marvel character.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, I didn't know they had legal marijuana in Illinois.
Well, maybe not yet, but by the time the convention for hopeless neckbeards comes around, it may be. I mean, society today. Who can tell?
I can tell, as I'm very involved in local politics. I am a proud member of the Feeding a Tic Tac to a Whale party in Wyoming, where we have actually pre-signed our 2020 electoral votes to the fictional character RoboCop. Because a man made out of guns can't be all bad. Excuse me, I have to sop up some of this heart blood or one of my darling children may slip.
Do you see what I put up with? But I digress. You start putting things in Drunk's mouth?
Absolutely. Drunk, don your mask.
Donned.
Is the mask serving its purpose? Have we completely handicapped your sense of sight?
Yes.
Okay, we are switching on the video. In the spirit of full transparency, I'll ask all participants to participate in the video segment tonight. Okay, good. Now, the first item. Dan and Mandy, will Drunk guess this object?
I'm not convinced.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. It has nothing to do with the object, but instead the talent of the orifice in which it's being inserted.
I have three children, and I think he will not get it correct.
The proof is in the pudding, but Dan makes an intriguing point. Drunk does have a well-shaped and high-functioning facial cavity.
I believe it's a novelty oversized AA battery lighter.
God damn, this guy is an absolute gob unit.
Yes!
Fiddlesticks!
Yeah, this guy's got a real talent, especially in that region between his nose and chin. Very talented. The score stands Dan 1, Mandy 0. Round 2. Dan and Mandy, can Drunk discern this item using only the cues he receives from his mouth feel?
Gosh, gee, and teehee. I like his chances of guessing this as much as I like popping pimples, which is a lot. So, yes.
I'm conflicted because his tool is willing, but I'm afraid the flesh is weak and unable. I say no.
It's time to find out if this marvelous mandible can pass this trial.
This is a toughie. Is it a Springfield Cardinals AA team affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals Pepper Mill?
Bummer, buddy. It was actually the Memphis Redbirds, the AAA team affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals Pepper Mill. Not the Springfield Cardinals, the AA team affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals Pepper Mill. But the lipped beauty on the bottom third of your face is providing to be a dexterous and fine-tuned machine.
Fuck yes. As a top 3% wage earner in this country, I deserve this.
Oh, puppy tails. I had a sex dream about Jim Chapman once, so I also deserve this.
I think a half point should be awarded to each participant. However, because of my aforementioned precarious perch in this dynamic, I won't be pushing the envelope.
Just dynamite stuff, Matt. And speaking of explosive, the oral skill I'm seeing on display here may in fact be the stuff of legends. The score now stands at Dan 2 and Mandy 0. But the final round is scored differently for reasons, so it's anyone's game. Now on to the final item. Okay, players, how what say you about item 3?
Mike, I'm open-minded, but this may be beyond the pale.
Huh?
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes, you ignorant slut.
Hold up. Something's not right.
Mike, I'm going to have to strenuously object.
Oops, lost Travis.
Mike inserts his, and I cannot stress this enough, exceptionally average in both length and girth genitals into Drunk's unsuspecting mouth.
What? Oh, very funny. This is clearly Mike's neither impressive nor source of ridicule erection.
Mike, this is a hilarious prank, but also blatant sexual assault. And I don't know about the rest of the dais, but it's sort of working for me.
Out of the way, Jerko. Mama needs a taste of the midnight meat train en route to the old bean town.
Mandy, you goddamn altered beast. Accept my view a hair more and see what happens.
The only thing I'm not okay with is the non-consensual nature of this lascivious act. Otherwise, I recognize that sexuality is a spectrum, gender is non-binary, and a person's orientation can be fluid over time. So I guess that's why I'm having this reaction.
Travis unzips his pants and unsheaths what can only be described as an adventure in his own personal body dysmorphia, a red rocket dog erection coming from his pants.
And with that, dog, I'm in. But Drunk, if you feel like you need help or are vulnerable, let me know by blinking 3 times.
Matt begins to pleasure himself inside his basketball shorts with such dexterity, it makes it plain to see that this is pure muscle memory.
No, I gave my tacit agreement that I would allow Mike to place any item in my mouth. He got me, fair and square. Plus, with Mike having the jet of penises means I'm neither traumatized nor shamed by this interaction.
Mandy removes her sandal and begins beating herself about the face and neck in an attempt to suppress some of the primal urges these images are arousing in her.
I fucking warned you. Somehow I always knew this is how it would go down between you and I.
Dan reveals a Bowie knife that would make Crocodile Dundee say, "Now that's a knife." And the video feed cuts off. Seconds later, the feed resumes, but now only featuring Dan, who is covered in blood and appears to be beating his meat like it's a part of his local legislature that proposed a fat tax on high-sodium fast food offerings in his municipality.
I don't know if it's the feuding, the fighting, or the sexual battery in, but I haven't orgasmed like this since I was an altar boy.
Just then, the Skype session is interrupted by Jim and Matt from Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Hi guys, just checking in for a quick handoff, and I'm so excited to just let me get this video working. I'm back from the orphanage for differently abled amputees, saying no one could loves, and here we go.
WTF, fam. I've been involved in some depraved acts, but what I'm seeing here is beyond the pale, and most def not on fleek.
Oh, fuck you guys. Who asked you to interrupt our fuck games? As per usual, you guys suck. Since you're here, what do you think of this?
Mike shows the pair his members-only version of an erection.
Good for your friend. I want to be sex-positive and support your artistic endeavors wherever they might lead you. For me, if I'm honest, it's not doing much, but I want you to explore it.
Eat a whole dick, fuckboy.
Yo, this ain't ballin', son.
Fuck the fuck up. You should have been abortions. If I was RoboCop, which I wouldn't be, as he is too derivative of John Wagner's Judge Dredd. Not in the cyborg aspects, but the sanctioned state executioner aspects.
Travis's insult makes his jack session noticeably increase in intensity.
Travis, this is surprising. We're friends.
We's Bebe's kids. We don't die, we multiply.
You don't have any friends here, shit stain. You know what our group messenger chat's called? It's called Fuck Jim. He's a waterhead. And we don't care if waterhead isn't an especially woke term nowadays. So why don't you get your pathetic little prick, make like my ejaculate, and shoot yourself as far away from me as possible.
Gentlemen, this has gone off the rails. It looks like the unflappable voice of reason needs to step
Mike
in.
Mike shoves his Hydrox erection in Drunk's mouth.
I'm drunk with power and sangria now. Time to put up or shut up, you braying jackasses! Let's get those cocks out and start working them into a good lather, or you're off the network.
Yeah, homie, do play that.
Matt produces a cock of a legend. Adorned like a Christmas tree, festooned with so many piercings that it would seem too much if it weren't so large. And without any sexual connotations, beautiful.
God damn, man. What is your secret?
My secret? I'm always hard.
Jim produces what can only be described as a very impressively sized but decidedly flaccid penis.
Mike, I don't think this is very fair. My libido is that of a normal heterosexual male. Unfortunately, I don't think I can produce an erection regardless of how it affects our standing on the network.
Aw, poor widow Jimmy No-Boner. You are human garbage. I, for one, am glad you and your shit show are off of our network.
No. I love this network, and you are my true friends. I can't go on without it.
Jim intensifies the speed in which he is manipulating his genitals in a futile attempt to gain a meaningful erection.
Nah, dog. I got enough for both of us. This isn't even my final form.
His already impressive phallus transforms into a giant diamond cock and starts ejaculating different coin-based currencies from around the world. Mike ejaculates, drunk gags.
Oh, bartender, one Shirley Temple with extra cherries.
Matt ejaculates.
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door. 5, 6, grab your crucifix. 7, 8, stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep.
Travis ejaculates.
I'm sorry.
Unlike Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time series, I'm gonna finish this up thanks to that delicious humiliation. Make me say, oh, nah, nah.
Dan ejaculates.
Okay, now that we've all entered the refractory period, I think we should parse out what has transpired here. First and foremost, I'm not a bad guy. We aren't bad guys, right? I mean, Dan did murder his sister, but it seems like more of a straw and camel's back situation.
I believe it was Jim Ryan who said, "We must all suffer one of two things, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret or disappointment." And I think today we know about regret. In this realization, we should dig down and find the resolve to discipline ourselves to ensure this kind of situation does not occur again.
Drunk, did you swallow? I mean, you just spoke beautifully, and it didn't sound like you have a mouthful, and I don't see any stains.
Again, Mike, I'm going to remind you that were I more litigious, this situation could really spiral on you. So whatever happened to your spunk is really sort of no concern to you.
I think there's only one thing left to do. Travis, can you kids bop this shit? Say to the tune of MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This?
My friends are here, spending quality time. There's nothing to fear. We've committed no crimes. Thank you for our gender of cis, being middle-aged white males a privilege you can't miss. And I know this won't air, so put your hands in the air and shake your derriere. Do, 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 do. Can't upload this. Do, 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 do. Can't upload this.
Bad news on that front. It would appear that Uncle Hall pirated the live stream and is going to upload this on his feed.
Let's spin this. We can blame it on Jim, right?
Yeah, let's do that. Seriously, fuck that guy.
Guys, please.
Wait, it's going on his feed?
Yeah, why?
Well, that's tantamount to not releasing it at all.
Now that's a spicy meatball.
WFOD!
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Guys, that magic number that you've been waiting for, it's 484, guys. 484.
Live. Live. Online and on your smartphone. And on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
New from Amazon, the Alexa Outrage Barometer, an automated third-party source that will give you an unbiased read on whether you should or shouldn't give a fuck.
Alexa, they're selling tickets to a screening of Wonder Woman that's only for women.
The film is being shown on 3,000-plus screens nationwide. Go to a different one.
But it's sexist, right? They're infringing on my rights.
Maybe, but it's ultimately just some broads watching a shitty DC movie. It makes them happy. Why do you give a shit?
Oh. Thanks, Alexa.
The Amazon Alexa Outrage Barometer. Because there's a battle every day. We can help you choose the right ones.
Now, being a WWE diva, of course, means athleticism and poise. So, our competition tonight is the Wheelbarrow Challenge.
Wow.
On your mark, get set. You know what, though? Hang on a second. You're right, little girl. Pushing around a wheelbarrow empty is not really a competition at all. We got to put something real big and heavy in here. Is there anything back there that we could put in this wheelbarrow to make it a little more heavy?
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, thanks for being with us. The dramatic reading that you just heard was written by our good friend Jim Chadman from Not Safe for Water Coolers. It was a part of our 400th episode celebration, heard live on StrangeLabel.com. Jim actually spent some time with us. Let's listen to some of that now.
Get up. 23 positions in a one-night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man.
Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am.
I got the jizz from a friend of yours named Vanessa Bet. She said you told her a fantasy that got her all wet. Something about a little box with a mirror and a tongue inside. What she told me then got me so hot I knew that we could slide. Get up.
23 positions in a one night stand.
Get up.
I'll only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Let a woman be a woman and a man.
Matt, I lost my paper.
Get up.
What paper's that, buddy?
The important one with all the stuff on it. Lost it.
They let me know what's going on.
Tells me what's going on.
I think we're playing a game this hour.
Oh, Travis. We have America's favorite game show coming up here.
In 46 minutes, the running of the Kentucky Derby is going to...
Oh, is that coming up?
Uh-huh.
Pretty excited. Guys, we're joined by our good friend Jim Chadman from the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast. Jim, are you there, Jim?
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, Jim. Of course.
It was
WFO. I forgot the name of the show, Jim.
It wouldn't be this show.
Yeah.
Without you, Guy.
Guy.
You know you. Gotta get you on when we have a chance. The fans were clamoring to have you on.
You.
I don't think the fans ever clamor for anything.
I don't hear a lot of clamoring, guys. I mean, I get an encouraging pat
honest.
On the back. Every now and then, you know, somebody says, you know, attaboy. That has happened. I mean, as far as clamoring.
If we're using the colors off the terrorist chart, where would you say the clamoring is now? Is that like, that's yellow. That's down at the bottom, right? For a code yellow for clamoring?
I mean, green.
Was it green?
You think green means all clear?
Well, yeah, are we basing
all clear on the clamoring front, guys?
Are we basing it on, like, you know, my expectation or, like, my reality? Are we basing it on
how
like
about what we fucking deserve for what we put out there?
Well,
Mike, how about that for one?
Maybe flip it then. So we're at red for clamoring because it's a danger because we have no clamoring and we'd like it to be in the green. Plenty of clamoring.
Travis,
I mean,
today
up.
Our big day. I've gotten a good amount of clamor today. I've gotten some encouraging DMs. You know, those people sliding into my DMs. Yeah, if Jim's tweeting, Travis, then this must be a big deal.
Support the show?
Way to go, fella. That's what you're getting the DMs? Hooray. Have a time.
I'm sliding into the everything messages, EMs. So I just tweeted. I said, hey, have a listen, guys. WFOD 400. I think there was a hooray.
Now,
might have been.
Jim, I'm excited to talk to you, but there is a matter of business I have to deal with Travis real quick.
Okay.
See, because Travis.
Yeah.
In 2016, Wheeler Walker Jr., he put out a song called Redneck Shit.
Mm-hmm. Travis. I'm familiar.
The lyrics are eating tater tots and pussy, sucking Mountain Dew and tits, kicked my grandma in his nutsack, then I sucked my boss's dick, Travis. That's the lyrics. That is very obscene, Travis.
That Wheeler Walker is quite the lewd guy. You think that's why he's off Twitter now? Like I used to like following him, and he like abandoned Twitter because he was too lewd and people didn't like it.
Well, what he did is he put out a call to arms, asking people to beat up that MAGA hat kid. And I think that the guy who got James Gunn was trying to get him too. But yeah, this is Wheeler Walker.
Eating tater tots and pussy, sucking Mountain Dew and tits, kick my grandpa in his nutsack, and I suck my boss's dick.
It's lewd, Travis. So my question is, can you kids bop that shit?
Oh, kids bop that shit!
I can kids bop that
I'm
shit.
I'm so happy that I get to be here for this.
Wheeler Walker Jr.'s
my favorite.
Redneck Shit, as done by the Kids Bop Band. Playing Hoppy Scotch and Footsie, drinking Mountain Dew that's mixed. Time for pasta at the lunch shack. The spaghetti sauce is thick.
Yeah, I'll kids say that's it.
Jim, have you noticed that Travis's Kids Bops tend to be food-related?
Yes.
Almost
yes,
always.
That.
The last one wasn't.
I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't think so. I mean, you have to play it back.
I don't know. Like,
well, my mind
Travis,
goes to
Travis
food.
Is not a trained improviser, and most of the conversations you have with your children, which are most of the conversations you have at home, revolve around food. So I guess that's just your fallback.
That is true.
Not that Travis isn't a. I don't want to denigrate your, improv skills right now. That's not what I'm trying to do. I was defending you.
I feel like you are on the right path with that because it's either food related or knock it the fuck off. Right? That's every conversation that you have.
Yeah,
with
stop
your
doing that
house.
Or eat this.
Right.
Or don't eat that. Stop eating that.
So I had my son, I was watching him outside and I was going to grill and he wanted something that was in the fucking garage. And I'm carrying all this goddamn meat. And I said, all right, we'll get you the thing in the garage. Just give me a minute. And he's not giving me a minute. He will be 3 years old in 2 weeks. He will not give me a minute. So I go and I fucking punch the key in, the code in, to get the garage door to go open. And I walk back to put the shit on the grill. And I hear him start fucking screaming for me because he grabbed that handle on the front of the garage door, and he went right up to the fucking top with it.
So
he was the fucking scariest thing that ever happened to me in my entire life.
So he was hanging by the garage door handle?
Now, when I told the story to my wife, I made it sound like I was real heroic and dropped the meat and ran and pulled him at the last second.
Sure.
The truth is, if she ever investigated, there was plenty of room for his hand between his hand and the door. He wasn't gonna, he wasn't gonna get hurt, but still pretty fucking scary,
Oh, sure.
There's different forms of of shock and oh my god, when you are a parent having to look after dumb little kids who don't know how not to hurt themselves.
Right.
Just do stupid shit fall down the stairs and things. I don't know why you're falling down the stairs, but anytime any of those things happen, and I swear that this has taken years off of my life, you get that weird heart jump reaction where it's like, and I know that I've lost years just from my kids doing dumb shit like that.
Jim, not to completely change the subject, but I want to talk about Denise Williams' 1988 hit, Let's Hear It for the Boy.
That's why you had me on.
Yeah, from the Footloose soundtrack. You're familiar, right?
Of course I am.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Oh, this is a goddamn trailer for Brightburn, Jim.
That movie looks cool, right, Travis? Does that trailer look cool?
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited for Brightburn.
It essentially looks like Superman Red Son, but like in a horror movie setting.
Yeah, I like that.
No, guys, not Brightburn.
Yeah, you guys are going on for fucking 12 hours. Talk about, you know, Vamp on Brightburn. I'm helping you guys out. Vamp on Brightburn for 5 fucking minutes.
Let's hear it for the boy,
this goddamn
Jim.
YouTube ad.
Let's hear it for the man.
Yeah, I know what you want to do, Mike. I'm sure it's going to be great, but I think we can wait a couple minutes. Fine. We can maneuver back that way.
So the Brightburn, it's what? It's Superman if he wasn't a good guy?
Yeah. Let's talk Elizabeth Banks for a second.
Wasn't Elizabeth Banks in Superman?
Was she?
Oh, no, that was the other one.
Elizabeth Banks underrated?
Yeah, she's
I feel like
she's
very
successful.
Just fine.
She's rated.
So?
Yeah, she's fine.
All right. She's got range. I think, you know, she's been in a lot of quirky roles.
Yeah, she was Zack and Miri, and she was that Pitch Perfect announcer.
And director for the third Pitch Perfect.
Ah, that's true. Here we go.
No, I'm just saying a multi-talent. So maybe that's why, Matt. Maybe that's why she's underrated.
She's also a realtor because she's always on those commercials for the realtor.com.
Yeah, did she take over? She took over for William Shatner, didn't she? Didn't she just take William Shatner's gig on it was at Expedia? Oh, no, it's a realty thing?
No,
it's a different thing?
She's realtor.com. He was like Expedia or something. He was selling vacation dreams. She's selling home dreams.
I can't believe Shatner's come out at the other end of the Me Too movement just fine.
So I heard this song the other day, the Let's Hear It for the Boy.
And just the one boy?
I think so, yeah. Maybe he's no Romeo, but he makes me want to yell, or that doesn't rhyme. But I was looking into this song, and if like...
Wait, what was the context? I'm sorry, Mike. What was the context in which you heard the song? Were you in an apartment store or something? Like, where the fuck do you hear this...
Jim,
song.
When I go into work and I'm walking down the hallway, I pass the break room. I don't hang out in the break room because, like, I have my own place that I go do my things. So, like,
what is your secret place?
Well, like, I have like a room that has a desk, and it's not my desk, but for all intents and purposes, it's my desk because I'm the only one that uses it. So it's kind of my desk, but it's not like my desk. You know, like other people can use the desk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's my desk, Jim.
Efficient. It's efficient use of that desk.
Yeah.
Why tie it up?
But yeah, like that's just like where I take my breaks and stuff. I have my phone charger there. I have my book bag there. That's where I put my stuff. That's my desk. So anyway, I pass the break room, you know, where the normal people go.
I'm sorry. One follow up on that.
The normies.
And like you have a normal like set schedule at work, right? Like you don't normally deviate from that and do anything different.
You mean
dine with another coworker or
go out to lunch with somebody or something?
Yeah.
No, I don't speak to anybody at my work unless absolutely necessary.
That's why
he's got his secret desk area where he eats his lunch.
Like nobody even knows that desk is there. It's like my secret little place. So I'm passing the break room, and there's like a couple of people who decide at weird times to turn the volume up on the TV really loud, and it plays songs, and it was playing Let's Hear It for the Boy, and I really like soaked it in. Let's Hear It for the Boy. My baby,
you
he don't talk sweet.
In?
He ain't got much to say, but he loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway. And all these lyrics, I'm reading them, and like I'm putting like a dirty spin on him. And I'm thinking what she's saying is like, this guy, he's not much, but like, he fucks me really good is what I was thinking that the song was about. But I don't think it is, because like when I researched the song, like it's on the Footloose soundtrack and like a specific dude, like the dude who made Footloose wrote all the music for Footloose and then just got people to sing him, which I guess doesn't mean that it isn't about fucking, because I mean, maybe the dude just wrote a song about how, you know, this dude fucks this gal really good and then just got a gal to sing it.
You've seen Footloose?
I have. It's not about fucking, it's about dancing, right?
I don't know Footloose. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't think I've actually ever seen Footloose.
And maybe he don't dress fine, but I don't really mind because every time he pulls me near, I just want to cheer. Like, so she wants to.
Yeah, she's getting excited.
Well, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my loving one-man show. Whoa, 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 let's hear it for the boy. You know what I'm saying, Jim?
Yeah, I guess I can understand where you come from.
I got to be honest. Like, my initial reading of the song from my memory is that this was a Support the Troops song. This was Let's Hear It for the Boys. Like, they were all on the...
No, it's
a video with them on, like, it's not called a cruise liner when the Navy guys are on it. It's called something else. You know,
cruise liner. That's right.
Yeah, that's not it. But it's, you know what it's called.
My baby may not be rich. He's watching every dime, but he loves me, loves me, loves me. We always have a real good time, Jim. So, I mean, like, they don't go out.
Shit too.
She just, like, comes over and, like, he fucks her really good, right?
This guy sounds like one of those scrubs from that TLC song that they didn't want any of.
Travis, they didn't want any of those.
No, they sure didn't.
They did not want those.
But this girl obviously is coming back for more. Like, she's really enjoying her time with this particular scrub.
She enjoys him, like, because what he does so well, and he makes her want to yell, Matt.
But he's cheap as shit, too.
Yeah, he's cheap as shit, but he fucks her really good, Jim. That's what the song's about. I was off of it, but I think I'm back on it now.
My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say.
He got much to say, but he fucks her really good. Let's hear it for the boy.
Well, that's all it could be, because everything else he doesn't do. He doesn't have any money.
Maybe he's autistic.
I don't know. This starts.
Oh, maybe he can count toothpicks if they fall to the floor.
Right.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know. This sounds like a fucking alt-right anthem to me, forgiving sexual aggressors and day rapers.
Oh, yeah.
This sounds like propaganda, Mike. I think you're getting consumed by the wrong side.
Do you think I just heard like a dog whistle coming from the break room?
Yeah, because you're like, you know, maybe in the deepest, darkest recesses of your mind,
right,
you thought once, hey, you know, I used to go to some wild parties. I was a wild guy. I'd have 3-4 glasses of sangria over a whole weekend.
Jim,
who knows what could have happened?
Jim, did you see the real meals, the Burger King thing? Burger King is...
But, well, you can't be happy all the time, Mike.
Yeah, they're making like... not happy meals. They have like a depressed
is
meal.
Is this what you brought me on to attack Burger King over the? I thought they were fine. I don't have any point of view on this.
Well, I had Burger King and Davey an hour, but we didn't get to it, so I'm using it on you.
Well, I heard you guys did fucking Sonic. That's what I was loaded for Bear Force. Now I don't even know what I'm doing here.
I was hoping we could do the whole hour on Denise Williams' 1988 hit, Let's Hear It for the Boy, but it's not working out, Jim. So the real meals is Burger King.
I'm so sorry.
They got this boner for McDonald's. Everything they do is fuck McDonald's. The last thing they did, they launched their app where you could order Burger King. And if you went to a McDonald's, and then ordered on the Burger King app, and then went to Burger King, they'd give you a free Whopper. It's like everything they do, they try to make sure that you know McDonald's is still a thing. But like, why don't they just do something about, hey, I'm Burger King, and I got this good sandwich?
The last time they did that, they came up with that fucking nightmarish mascot of a king. That I guess stuck around for a while, but nobody likes that king.
I mean, think of all of the places that, you know, all the promotions that they put together to get you in the door, to the just to get you there. They offer you something free. They have a local sports figure signing autographs at a table out front. I used to go to Shop and Save to get Todd Zeal's autograph, Travis, because Todd Zeal was there. That's just because Shop and Save paid Todd Zeal to sit in a chair for a couple hours to get you to go to Shop and Save. And Burger King's doing it for free. They're saying, hey, go to McDonald's first. And how many of those people see something on the window at McDonald's and say, I'm already here?
So they have... they have a pissed meal, they have a yas meal, they have a don't give a fuck meal, a salty meal, and a blue meal. But they're, I guess, receiving a lot of backlash because they're doing this during Mental Health Awareness Month. I didn't realize May was mental health.
Well, this could be a fun exercise, Matt. You got the list of them right in front of you, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you assign a meal to each participant on the show today? Who would get the salty meal, Matt? Who's getting, you know?
Who would get the I don't know. I don't think anybody's salty.
It's a fun exercise. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah, what's in the salty meal?
You don't have
Matt?
One of the quickest in the business. I see how nimble you are on your toes, but if it's too much, I understand. Don't worry about it.
It's too much.
I'm sorry.
He's watching the horses race. Jim, give him a break.
Oh, the Derby. That's right.
He's got money on it.
I apologize.
Oh, we can watch other shit. I got my iPad here. I should turn on Shutter.
Yeah, put some Shutter on, Travis. We got 9 more hours. 8.5
Don't worry.
More hours.
I know this was slotted in as like a fucking nap hour. when I got the email about my time slot,
Jim was the nap hour.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
It was a real honor when initially I was invited to the show. Somewhat less of an honor when I had to ask if I was still part of the show the day before the show. That didn't feel great.
Jim,
the word I was getting,
Jim, was that you were being very difficult, that you were being a real diva.
I'm going to go ahead and throw Jim as every single one of these unhappy meals from Burger King.
Jim gets all of them.
Yikes.
Yeah.
No one
is happy all the time, guys.
He gets every one but that yas meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not getting a yas out of me right now.
What do they have in them? Matt, what comes in an unhappy meal?
I'm not seeing that.
Why would you want to eat something unhappy? Even if you're unhappy, why would you want to eat a box with a frowny face on it?
Well, what are you putting in the unhappy meal?
I mean, I guess maybe a hot dog.
Oh, yeah. Fucking fast food hot dog. Put that in there.
Yeah, that'll make you feel bad afterwards. That's an unhappy meal right there. You won't feel great about yourself after.
Maybe a Burger King style empanada.
What, you need like a food item that you're going to eat in about 37 seconds, spend $4 on, and just feel gross and awful about.
Oh, so then we were going to definitely put in one of those Oreo pies that they have, or the Butterfinger pies. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe two of those.
I don't get. Is this like marketed toward kids or adults?
Marketed towards adults who see the irony in what they're doing. Kids wouldn't get it.
Yeah. Well, I guess people, from the mental health groups are pissed because they're exploiting their mental illnesses.
See, he's my loving one man show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, what else could that mean?
He doesn't do much.
Maybe he's no Romeo.
But he fucks, like, one-man show.
Hey, this guy might stink and he's got no money, but this guy fucks.
Yeah.
Guy fucks. Jim.
Yeah.
Do you want to play America's new favorite game show? I have a game if you want to play a game, Jim.
I'd love to. I'd love to be involved any way I can be. Be of use, somewhere. Jim, I'm not always a great mix on the show, so I try to pick my spots.
Do you disagree? Like, I heard that you were being a real pain in the ass, Jim. You were like real hard.
I mean, that sounds accurate.
Everything okay, Jim?
Yeah, I'm good.
How's not fine. Safe for water coolers?
We understand you can't be happy all the time.
Yeah, right.
Matt was trying to schedule a time with Shannon, Jim, and
yeah, that did not work out.
She just kept saying, "Oh no, it's a trap." Like, okay,
I was not involved.
Were you talking to Shannon at 10 a.m. because anytime after that is her cocktail hour?
Oh, I sent her a message.
I can't be bothered. It's a trap.
I said, "Do you want to come on the 400th episode of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks?"
Was it a trap?
She said, "It's a trap." And I said, "Okay." So then a different approach, I put Mike in the group and I said, "Hey, look, Mike is here. It's not just me. Like, it's not a trap." And then she said, "So it's still a trap."
And then doubled down on you.
I mean, like,
that's a double Akbar. Right,
like,
there.
Of all of the people that we asked, like, everybody was just kind of like, "Oh, yeah, that sounds fun." And like, the not safe for water coolers people are just being real.
Really
bitchy.
You know, I, I'd actually like to call into evidence the actual chat that I had regarding scheduling this.
Real?
Yeah, I got to sign off on that. You can't
bitchy all the time.
Can't share those things.
This character assassination has gone way too far now.
I think Mike, you'll be able to tell if he's making this up or not.
Well, you know, someone's improvisation skills are going to be questioned here. It's certainly not going to be me. So
I mean, you would disagree, Jim? You'd say that you were very
April 2nd, Travis. Can I tentatively put yourself and Matthew down to make an appearance on the planned WFOD 400th episode 12-hour marathon? To be held May the 4th of this very year. And I said, let me check with Matt, but a tentative yes is affirmative. That was April 4th.
Oh, you forgot. Part of that first message already was, I would say you would honor us with your presence. You were always one of our favorite people to talk to.
I don't recall getting my dick sucked that much, but if you say so.
See, he's already leaving shit out.
I think I'm covering the germane part of this chat. And don't worry, I'm not going to eat up the rest of my time with it, because it doesn't go much longer. You're going to see a big gap here. April 4th, let me check with Matt, but a tentative yes is affirmative. April 4th, Coolio. April 5th, I say Matt is in. Let me know when you once you figure it out. That was April 5th, 2019. Yeah. 1 month ago tomorrow. This Thursday, 8:34 a.m., message originating from me. So this is two messages in a row, as I had left the last message on April the 5th. Do you guys still want us on Saturday, I write.
Oh, boy.
Jesus, fuck. You know, because I talked to Dan on Monday. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Did you get fucking scheduled for this thing? He goes, oh, yeah, fucking ages ago.
I mean.
I'm like, why are you fucking kidding me?
To be fair, the people who. To be fair, the people who stated a preference time between the hour of 2 to 2 a.m. got first billing. Mm-hmm. You just said, sure, whatever. And I was like, all right, well, you'll be the last one scheduled.
Yeah, I meant just pin down, you know, I'll have 12 hours on a fucking Saturday where I can do whatever I want. So don't worry about me.
So, Jim, would you agree with wishy-washy? Would you say...
When every one of my responses is positive and I'm begging.
Yeah, I mean, but you're saying, yeah, I'll do it. But I mean, like, you know, when are you going to do it?
I'll walk right now. If you're trying to pay into this quarter. All right. Thursday 9:05. So he did get back promptly after this message of what the fuck. Sorry about the late notice. I was waiting for a comedian guy, this big comedian. Did we get that ironed out?
We didn't.
Yeah, it's ironed out. He won't be making an appearance.
For the book, so that didn't work out. We have 5 p.m. Central or 2 a.m. or something. So I said, I guess I'll take the 5 p.m.
You didn't want 2 a.m.?
Yeah, but then I did want to be a little bit of a dick, so I waited a full day before confirming that. Oh, 2 to 5 p.m.
Jim, hey, you're so difficult.
He was the one that wanted the 2 a.m. So I believe I offered 1 a.m.
whatever it was.
You have like, so many options.
I was like, yeah.
I did say we could schedule him in for a half hour if necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. You said he could take the back half. I'm sure. Like, nobody cares.
So you would say that the report, Jim, just to clarify, you're saying that the report on you being difficult maybe was exaggerated a bit.
I would say a little.
Would you say that?
Hyperbolic, sure. That'd be a word I'd use.
I mean, I was hearing secondhand. I wasn't hearing, yeah. You know.
You might have been a bad connection or something. I know Travis, you know, he drops off a lot. So
that's true. Listen, let me read the message that I sent.
He was probably saying, like, Jim, you know, and then he fell off. But he was saying, it's a really great, but things are different. And then you just hear difficult.
Right.
Let me read the message that I sent to Mike about Jim being difficult here. Like, I mean, to put it into context.
Please.
So it's like, Mike asks, so are we expecting Jim Chadman and Matt on the schedule? I don't see them on the schedule. I said, well, listen, everybody else offered up a time. Jim's being a little bitch. I don't know if he's going to do it or not.
Yeah.
And then I reported back then, oh, yeah, Jim said he'll do 5 p.m. Central.
I eventually said, guys, quit spending so much time trying to book Jim Chadman. I mean, like, I'm hearing it is about Jim, and it's like, okay, do so something else.
I guess a misunderstanding on my part.
Have you heard the 1984 song, Let's Hear It for the Boy from the Footloose soundtrack? I mean, listen to that, because we're going to spend some time on it.
Now we're getting to the real reason you want to talk, because I'm disturbing the Let's Hear It for the Boy's hour. You said, I had this solid chunk right here. This is the perfect time. I know comedy. And the 5 o'clock slot, that's where this goes. And Jim Chapman's going to chill.
Oh, yeah, it's rush hour, right? Got to get that prime Footloose bit.
Especially on a Saturday, yeah.
Like, who else had as much of an interest in this particular program as me? Like, who else did any more work than I did?
Jim. Well, me.
I can show you a fucking 19-page script that somebody composed for this fucking show. So maybe hey. I'll show a little fucking reverence.
Listen, Davey and Dent brought a soundboard. Did you bring a soundboard?
That's true. Damn it. That dick. Piece of shit. All right. I'll take second place. It's fine. It looks a little fucking pathetic.
Oh, well, we haven't made it to the rest of the group.
You don't want to be the biggest fucking fan.
Jim, you did write a 19-page script.
How'd it come out?
It came out great, Jim. But
so how did you feel when you first got that?
I don't know how to feel, Jim.
My very first reaction when he sent me the first page and I said, I need to read the rest of that. Please send the rest of it over.
Right.
And I read it and I think my reaction was, holy shit, he somehow nailed all of our personalities.
Well, I mean, first of all,
I'm a regular listener, guys. I listen every week.
Everyone talks like Jim. Like, everyone in it says words that we don't say.
All right,
but
I never said I was the strongest writer, but I didn't know we were gonna go
when I was running drunk through his lines. We did some Googling.
Okay.
Jim, if I had a criticism, I would say
I heard one already. So yeah, let's go double down. That feels great.
Around page 11,
all this unpaid work I did for you. That's what feels
great. It really just kind of becomes, oh, poor Jim.
Yeah, that's a funny part for me, Dan.
Jim.
Yeah, that makes me look funny. Like, I'm the virtuous one, Dan. You know, not a big pervert.
Regardless of the words and the vocabulary put into all of our mouths, I did feel like you captured the essence of everybody, right, and also the entire beat of every single episode that we've ever done.
He lampoons us.
I listened to an actual intro, Travis. And it was probably 4 or 5 episodes ago, and I just wrote that out verbatim to start me up. Like, I had the idea, and then, like, the first idea was, like, fuck, what's that on the Adam Sandler CD where the principal's, like, having all the gymnastics team come into his office and change in there so he could jack off and stuff? That was going to be more like that with Mike being the principal, but then that was hard, so I didn't want to do that.
And you were getting too turned on.
Between 8 and 10, that's where like all the original ideas are now gone, and I'm kind of bored and I want to wrap it up. So that's when you see me, like, that's when I come in. I'm trying to wind the story down. I don't know where else to go with it.
Hey, that's how I write too. Every time I start, I like start out strong and I'm like super excited about it, and then about halfway through, I'm like, fuck, I just want to be done with this. So I just like churn it out.
But I sent it to Matt, and Matt is also not on the show as a fuck you to you guys in the scheduling. I guess he didn't understand your side of it. I'll explain it to him. I think he'll be all right.
Was he being difficult too? Travis, read that chat.
It seemed like a big fuck you. Like, if we just misunderstood. It was a misunderstanding. I'll explain it. It'll be fine.
Oh, is he actually mad?
He wasn't happy, no. He's like, they must not even care if you're coming on, man. Well, if they're not going to give us a time.
I don't understand why.
Well, I based my not caring on how difficult you were being, Jim. I was hearing it all secondhand.
I expect you the whole chat. I just said whenever you need me.
Jim, I care deeply.
I just thought he would fill the schedule in. He's like, I got Jim. I can lock in, you know, this time. And Jim can probably move. He's probably a little flexible, but have no kind of, you know, time frame.
Jim, you and I, we're really good friends.
I mean, we know.
Can I say that it was really, really hard to get all these people on this? Yeah.
Travis, you did great, Travis. You did a really good job. Let me say, Travis,
Monday. I feel after that conversation, I feel fine about it. Everything's okay.
I sent it to Mike on Monday. Both of you, I said.
I'm curious why you guys thought it was a fuck you, or why even Matt would have thought it was a fuck you. Like,
Matt, did you read the fiction?
Like, is it forever? They said,
but isn't everybody kind of close enough?
Dan didn't tell us that he had asked for time.
You
kind of
pissed. You would just ask, like,
yeah.
Oh.
Well, I gave the Fernicase.
I'm Irish Catholic, passive aggressive. I'm not gonna fucking ask a goddamn thing. I'd rather sulk for a million years. Open my mouth and say a word.
I only gave the Fernicases two choices too, and one of them was like midnight, and the other one is like our 8 p.m. or whatever. So
it's fine. Now that I hear it, it's fine. Matt, you make a valid point, but I really don't want to examine my psyche to find out why I wouldn't do that. But I didn't. So
okay. I don't want you to be mad. You know.
I'm a little heated up now.
You know? Jim.
Yeah.
Jim,
do
you think we should play America's favorite game show? Jim, do you think
we should definitely calm this down a little bit.
My boyfriend's back, and you're going to be in trouble.
Let's have a little bit of fuck you.
Hey la, de la, my boyfriend's back. Okay,
guys, we're playing eBay Price is Right.
Yeah.
Man, it's a long song, guys. I didn't intend on this.
Jim Jadman, come on down.
Fuck, it goes on for another 50 seconds. Anyway, guys, we're playing eBay Prices Right. We played this once before, guys. The way the game works, I am going to tell you guys an item that I saw on eBay, and you guess the asking price. The closest without going over gets a point. The first item is a Creed Rocky movie Sylvester Stallone clapperboard with certificate of authenticity from, did I say authenticity? From MGM. It's been on eBay for...
A clapperboard?
A clapperboard from the movie Creed, yeah. Shipping is $15.90.
Oh, that's a little thing, right? That they're like...
Yeah, like the scene one, take two, that thing.
Sure.
Don't them shits have a lot of like electronics in them now?
I don't know. I don't know what.
I think they do. I imagine that shit out.
Matt's toothbrush has Bluetooth.
Jim. Mine does have. Yeah, that's true.
To what end? Can you play music through your teeth while you brush them?
No, it just tells me, like, much like a Fitbit would tell you how many steps you made, because, you know, it's really hard to track how many steps you would make in an entire day. This tells you how many times you brushed in a day on your phone. So
don't you know how many times you brush during the day?
I mean, you think it would be pretty easy to track that. But honestly, that's why they put the Bluetooth in there, because, you know, it's tough to remember if you've done it once or twice.
It's a trick. They send all that data to your dentist so they can berate you the next time you come in.
Lose your dental insurance because you've only been brushing once a day.
Yeah. Now, completely unrelated, what hour of the marathon did you say we were in at this point?
Hour four.
This is the second reference to Matt's Bluetooth toothbrush?
Yeah, okay. There's a lot left to do, Jim.
I was going to say.
It's a long
four
ride.
Hours, you're upset that we mentioned Bluetooth toothbrushes?
Hey, so, just wait. How much
guys, starting bid on the fucking clapperboard.
Okay.
Jim, you're the guest. You go ahead and go first. Or do you want to go last? It's up to you.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say $120. Buy it now.
$120?
Yeah, that's official. Creed, man. Michael B. Jordan?
I'm trying to be clear, Jim.
All right, Travis.
And you said this certificate of authenticity came from MGM?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Straight from the lion's mouth? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think 120 sounds fair.
It had a little hologram on it. I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm comfortable.
We have a caller, Mike.
We have a caller. We do? Is it Shannon?
Yes, you do.
B-Rob.
What?
Oh.
Give him my government name and shit.
No, actually, we met the other Shannon. That's funny, though. It's a funny coincidence. We're in the middle of America's favorite game show, B-Rob.
Really?
The Creed clapperboard from MGM on eBay. How much do you think that bad boy's going for?
From the movie Creed.
Yeah, from the movie Creed.
Starring Michael B. Jordan.
Has a certificate of authenticity.
And Scott Stapp.
Huh. With arms wide open.
Director Ryan Coogler.
Ooh, the Coogs.
Yeah, his name's on it.
The Coogler. Okay, I'm going to guess, let's say $500.
$500 for B-Rob. Travis?
Yeah. I'm going to abstain because I have seen it.
How'd you see it?
Oh, you have?
Well,
he does live his life on eBay.
You might have posted it.
Oh, no! Did I?
Yeah.
Well, that was a terrible mistake.
What do you guess?
I guess I will, you know what, I'm going to go with...
Where did I post it at?
Wait till Matt's done answering.
I'll say $450.
No, Travis, you tweeted it. Untweet it.
You tweeted it.
Can I change my answer now?
Nope. We got everybody's answer.
What'd
Mike,
you say, so Matt?
Just don't do it again.
$450.
$450. Okay, the actual retail price, guys, $3,000.
Fuck you.
So Matt gets...
I'm actually, closest without going over.
Rob gets that one. Yeah. Okay, next round, guys.
Wait, hold on. Why is B-Rob here? Like, I want to point out, like, even on this fucking 12-hour show, I can't get one goddamn segment to myself.
What the fuck?
This fan fiction makes so much more sense now.
This is bullshit. No, I love
You are welcome to call in any time tonight, Jim.
B-Rob,
no, I think I've had my time. Thank you.
B-Rob, you're on the schedule later, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You just hanging out?
But
you want to play America's Favorite Game Show?
I did tell everybody that they were welcome to call in during the show.
Of course.
Did you tell Jim that?
Okay, guys, the next item is an unused unfolded. Now, this is just the box that has never been folded and made into a cereal box. It is a 1983 box of banana frosted flakes.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Buy it now, free shipping on this item, if that helps.
It's unopened with the cereal in it?
No, it's just the box.
Just the box.
Just the box. Okay. All right, this is different.
Never been folded. Never
been folded, yeah. Jim, go ahead. Or B-Rob goes first, yeah.
I'm going to say $1,200.
$1,200 for the banana frosted flakes.
Which you can get a recent box for right now for like $4. So.
Jim?
I think $600. I'm going to half that.
$600 for Jim. Travis is abstaining. Matt?
How much did B-Rob put down?
He said $1,200.
For the box?
For the box.
Cereal box?
It's an unfolded box of banana frosted flakes from 1983.
And he did $600. I'm going to do $1.
Smart. $1 for Matt. The actual retail price, guys... $1,795.95.
Oh,
two for two, motherfucker.
B Rob gets the point on that one, guys. On the same note, guys, we have a 1993 sealed Val Kilmer Batman single serve Kellogg's Cornflake cereal box. $4 shipping. Buy it now on this item.
That sounds like something I'd like to have in my collection.
It's just a single serve. It's a little, it looks like the size of like a high C, Travis.
Yeah, it's like the little, it's the travel size boxes.
Oh, like it is banana. Boxes. Were there like those little dehydrated bananas in there? Or was it like a banana flavoring?
And the frosted flakes?
Yeah. Banana flavored flake.
I don't know. This is just Kellogg's cornflakes though, Matt.
No, I know. I was going back to the other one.
It sounds good though. I'd try it.
$1,795.
Yeah, for a
fast
box.
And free. That's so.
There's
so
a huge. This one, there's a huge old cereal market on the internet.
Now, this
not
one
a joke.
Does have cereal in it. It's from 1993, so it's probably expired. Matt.
On that note. Yeah. On that note, I'm gonna go $2,300.
$2,300 from B-Rob. Jim?
Yeah, 2301. I mean, this guy, he's got a nose for it. I can't, I'm not going to fucking, you know, I gotta use rules to my advantage. Sorry.
Matt, the Kellogg's cornflakes.
So, I mean, yeah, obviously the banana kind of threw me off by that price.
It's in near mint condition. This
near mint condition. It's got the cereal inside of it.
Yeah. He just bought it at the supermarket.
It's got Val Kilmer's Batman on it.
Right.
Now, do you think that would make it more valuable or less valuable?
I don't know, man. That's the game.
Val Kilmer's Batman was the favorite Batman of Bob Kane, the co-creator of Batman. So, if that means anything.
I don't think it does. And the other one was vintage by like 1983. This one's a little newer. So I'm wondering if it's going to be less value than the and they said he said, all right, I'm gonna go $1,700.
Guys, the actual retail price for the 1993 sealed Val Kilmer Batman single serve Kellogg's Cornflake cereal box, $30.95.
Hey,
so nobody gets the point on that one.
Should have said $1.
If you would have won $1 on that one, you'd have had it. Yeah. But unfortunately, guys.
Lucky Val Kilmer.
Why did I say 17? That was stupid. I should have said $1.
Guys, final round for the eBay Price is Right.
It's already over then.
What?
It's already over then. You can't catch B Rob.
Oh, I've been assigning dollar amounts to each of you throughout the game. So
I understand. Okay,
I'll let you know what you get.
Do you not?
You didn't tell me I was being evaluated.
Jim, do you not want to play the last round, Jim?
Huh?
White Star Line RMS Titanic shipwreck.
You threw the monkey wrench in, showed how fucking clever you were ramping us up. Like it seems like an exercise in humility for us to feed your ego.
So paranoid.
I got you, Jim. I got you good.
You gotta be good. I look like a fucking fool.
Now, what this is,
I don't
Jim,
appreciate it.
It is a tiny piece of a deck chair that was on the Titanic.
Oh.
It is a White Star Lines RMS Titanic Shipwreck deck chair, Kane Artifact trading card. So it's a trading card in like a big plastic with big screws, like, you know, like when you have a really good baseball card. Yeah. But it has a little bitty piece of deck chair from the Titanic. Shipping is $4.57.
Oh yeah.
Buy it now price for the deck chair that was on the Titanic, Jim.
I'm 3,000.
3,000, Jim says.
Man, I'm so out of my comfort zone and element now, like I don't even know what I'm saying.
Matt, the deck chair from the Titanic, Matt. This is
What was the starting bid again?
Well, I can't tell you the starting. Oh, you want the shipping?
Yeah, shipping
was $4.57.
I just tried some Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, he tried.
What was
that
price again?
Tried to trick me, Jim. Yeah. I'm not falling for that.
We got to get up pretty early in the morning.
I am the game master here.
I'm gonna say $10,000.
$10,000, Matt says. B Rob, who NWO'd himself into this game, guys. B Rob.
Cashed in. Money in the bank.
You can't lose. But what do you think for the piece of the Titanic deck chair?
Shit. I'm gonna go 5 G's.
5 G's, B Rob says. Mm-hmm. Guys, actual retail price for the piece of the deck chair, a very reasonable $49.95.
That can't be real.
Double down on it. On your little left hook. Congratulations. We look like fools.
Good job, B Rob. You did it.
Yeah, that's for a fucking ride.
B Rob, have you heard the
He didn't, by the way, you don't know he won. I have the totals here if you'd like to hear them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that works, but okay.
Hold on.
Yeah. This is behind.
And by the way, Travis, you might have heard me denigrate that game a second ago. That's not how I would really feel.
And I didn't think that. And even if you did, I did not take that in consideration when assigning these points to each of you.
Oh, great. So this is completely fair then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There were certain things that I was looking at, certain criteria I was looking at when I was rating you guys and assigning you dollar amounts.
And you weren't thinking about maybe making up for a misunderstanding from earlier?
No, of course not. I would never do that. No. The integrity of the game is too important for me.
How much did attractive?
So we got
is B-Rob playing Mike Tyson's Punch Out?
Did B-Rob die?
No, I'm in the car now.
Did you fall into a sewer?
Hang up on
me.
B-Rob, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Where are you going? Wait, hold on. What's so important, B-Rob?
Are you going to WrestleMania?
What is so fucking important? You had to get in the car.
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm going to go to the movies.
You are ruining Jim Chadman's
hour.
For
Christ's sakes, B-Rob, what are you going to go see?
Intruder.
What the fuck is that? Travis, who won the game, Travis?
Hey, it's Death Knight with the wife.
Jim got in trouble. Travis, we got a guest coming up at 6 o'clock. Who won the game, Travis?
Really quick, Matt came in with $8,214. So very admirable.
Is this B-Rob, just who bid the most and lost?
No, this is I got my own system.
Okay.
B-Rob came in with $10,423. Okay. So that puts Matt in second place so far. And then Jim came in with 42 cents. So B-Rob is the winner.
Oh, little dick Jimmy.
Did we count the did we do all the math on that right or?
Yeah, I got Jimmy.
Did you share?
Jimmy 42 cent.
Well, I mean, that's Jackie Robinson's number, so I'll proudly take it. Thank you very much. You know, because I support everyone all the time. So, Jackie, that's perfect for me. So, thank you, Travis. Thank you very much.
Guys, B-Rob's going to go see a movie. He's going to be on the show later on. We will have been doing a show the whole time he was seeing the movie. We'll get a review from him. I'm looking forward to it. Jim, it's always a pleasure, Jim.
I'm not fucking going anywhere. Are you kidding me?
You're a consummate
professional. I just lost my last 20 fucking minutes. Where do you think I'm going?
We owe him 20 minutes.
All right, call back later then, Jim. You can talk to us later.
Guys,
hijack somebody else's hour.
We're going to take a break.
I'm just let y'all enjoy those last couple minutes, and I'm going to hit you up after the movie.
Looking forward to it, buddy. I don't know what the fuck's going on with B-Rob over there, Travis. Guys, we're at NSF Water Coolers. Jim Chadman, he does that show on Monday nights. Jim, we're very good friends.
Who else would I do this kind of work for? Unsolicited at all, you know?
Jim.
It
warmed my heart.
Unpaid. It was unasked for. Nobody wanted this, but I did. Nobody ever wanted this. It happened. So... You're welcome. Say live and red die. Live and red die.
Thanks to Matt Leroy from Not Safe for Water Coolers, Brian Kranz from the Rocktown podcast, and Dan and Mandy from the Furnicast for providing their voices for that bit we played at the start of the show. Also, another thanks to Jim for writing it. We'll be sharing more from the 400 Marathon in the coming weeks, so be sure to subscribe in your platform of choice to ensure you don't miss anything. If you tuned in, we appreciate it. If you're tuning in now, we appreciate it. Thank you. How about you leave us a review on whatever and tell a friend. You can also listen live every Tuesday night on strangelabel.com. There's other programs on that network, all of which you should check out. You can interact with us via phone 636-487-HAND, via email Mike, Travis, Drunk, or Matt at WFODix.com. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to donate, patreon.com/WFODix, you get about 20 minutes of bonus content every month for as little as a dollar. We'll see you later on. Thank you and goodbye.
lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.